Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the adorable and God-adoring people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome any and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcasts for Sunday, September 20th, the 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Now, next Sunday, we may, no promises, but we may be posting a video of a pre-recorded worship service in this space filmed in our actual sanctuary. So be sure and check in next week. Meanwhile, here we are. So let's begin our worship with prayer. God of all who wander in the wilderness, you go before us as beacon and guide. May your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, leading us through all danger, sustaining us through all desolation, and bringing us home to the land you have prepared for us. Amen. Well, I have two great stories to share with you today. The first is from the book of Jonah, which is only four short chapters long, but it is a gem. As it begins, we hear of a distant city whose evil was so great that it apparently stunk to high heaven, where God got a whiff and called on Jonah, a prophet of Israel, to preach judgment to this city, Nineveh. I recommend that you give the whole little book a read for Jonah's further adventures before he finally gets to Nineveh. When he does, he preaches the worst sermon ever. 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's it. And yet, it caused the people and even their king to repent and beg the God of Israel for forgiveness. And then, let's listen for the word of God. From Jonah, chapter 3, verse 10, through chapter 4, verse 11. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them. And God did not do it. But this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh, Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and ready to relent from punishing. And now, oh Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." And the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Then Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made a booth for himself. He sat in it, under it in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. The Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint and asked that he might die. He said, "It is better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the bush?" And Jonah said, "Yes, angry enough to die." Then the Lord said, "You are concerned about the bush, for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals? So ends the first reading and the book of Jonah. And now we return to Matthew's gospel and another very interesting parable. Theologian Emerson Powery says, one traditional interpretation of this parable has been to focus on the final verse, the last will be first, and insist on understanding the parable as a statement about the gift of eternal life as the ultimate equalizer that will be granted to all laborers in the vineyard. But Jesus' parable seems to be more mundane than that and may require an alternative subtitle, he says. So perhaps you can think of one as I read from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, and we listen again for God's word to us today. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. Then he went out again about noon, and about 3 o'clock he did the same thing. And about 5 o'clock he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.